Started the Torah in Northwest London, Monday, 8th November, 4th of Cheshvan, Kislev, Rabbi Daniel Gladstein, Yaakov's electrifying plot to undermine all of Esau's merit.
Okay, good morning everyone. Thank you so much for the opportunity to join you this morning. This is already my third year in Torah Way, so perhaps I have somewhat of a chazaka, although some say that last year, because of COVID, it was like a macha, you know. But I hope to be back. Bezras Hashem, this morning I would like to speak about a subject off the beaten track. The 14 years that Yaakov Avinu spent in Shem Ve'Iver, interestingly, is not mentioned in the Chumash. In the opening of the parsha, Vayitka ba'amokoyim, Vayolan sham kiva ha-shamesh, Vayikach me'avnoi ha-mokoyim, Vayishka ba'amokoyim ahu. He slept in that place. So Rashi's troubled. What do you mean he slept in that place? Wherever you sleep, it's that place. Nobody ever slept somewhere and it was a different place. Wherever you are, you're in that place. So Rashi says he slept there. But the 14 years that he spent in Yeshiva Shem Ve'Eber, he didn't sleep. So it's interesting. It doesn't say he spent 14 years in Yeshiva Shem Ve'Eber. It says he slept in that place, from which we infer that the 14 years he spent in Yeshiva Shem Ve'Eber, he did not sleep. Three times in Bereishis, Rashi references the 14 years of Yaakov Avinu. Rashi doesn't say he learned. Here in Vayetze, he says, Sheshimesh b'vei sefer. He didn't just learn. Learning is not enough. You have to be meshamesh tamid et chachamim. Three times in Bereishis, Rashi references the fact that Yaakov Avinu spent 14 years in Yeshiva Shem Ve'Eber at the end of Chayei Sara, that we infer from the lifetime of Yishmael. If Yishmael lived 137 years, then we're missing another 14 years of the life of Yaakov Avinu. It must be he learned 14 years. Rashi in Toldos mentions this as well. And the question is, why is this not mentioned explicitly? Why doesn't it say, black and white, that Yaakov spent 14 years learning in the Yeshiva Shem Ve'Eber? So Moshe Feinstein's approach on this is that, would the Torah ever say, you know, there was someone, and he breathed for 10 years, many inhalations, and he took in a lot of oxygen. I mean, we don't necessarily record people's practices of respiration because that's life. You can't live if you don't breathe. As the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, I'm Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Im lamadata toira harbe al tafsik toiva latzimcha. You learn a lot, don't give yourself credit. Kilakach noitzarta. So the Torah does not really make a big deal about the fact that Yaakov Avinu spent 14 years learning, because the Torah is highlighting this concept that learning is the kihem chayenu va'orech yameinu, and we don't really make a big deal about it, because that's life. As the famous story, a Magid once came to Kamenetz, and he said, Torah is so important, it's like avira l'neshima, it's like air to breathe. And Rabbi Akbar stood up, and he was moicha. He said, chas v'shalom. You're undermining the value of Torah. Air facilitates life. Torah is life itself. Torah doesn't facilitate life. Torah is chayim. You can't say it's avir l'neshima. So therefore the Torah doesn't make a big deal about the fact that Yaakov Avinu learned for 14 years. But here's my question. The Torah is being very critical over here. 14 years, the man did not sleep at night, or at least he didn't sleep in a bed. The one night, the first night, that he lay down and he went to sleep. Oh, we jumped on him. He slept. We got him. We caught him. I mean, it's one thing you don't want to say that he learned for 14 years, but like, chap the guy. Imagine, you have a bachur, he's learning in yeshiva, the whole zman, he wasn't mevatel even a moment, and bein hazmanim, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he took out a little book. Oh, you're a batlon. Give the kid a break, you know. What kind of, would that be a good parent? Why is the Torah sort of like jumping on Yaakov Avinu the moment he closes his door? It's sort of a backhanded compliment, but still we're focusing on the negative. It's pretty interesting that the Torah does that. And I want to speak out the question of Chassam Sofer, Ala Torah, Parshas Vayetze, page Kuf Mem Gimel. Chassam Sofer asks, no, so if he learned for 14 consecutive years, why couldn't he learn that night? What was stopping him from learning that night? Of all places, he's on the Har HaBayis. This is the holiest spot in the world. He was able to learn for 14 consecutive years. Why couldn't Yaakov Avinu learn on that fateful night? That's the question we're going to deal with this morning. In Golders Green, London, the month of Kislev, that's the question we're going to deal with. Let's speak at another question. Vayivka ba'amokam ayolon shem kibah ha-shemesh. Vayivka ba'amokam ahu. Vayishka ba'amokam ahu. How does the parsha open up? Vayetze Yaakov mi ber shava. Where's he going? Where's the man going? Vayilach Haran. He's going to Haran. It's not true. No, he's not. He's not going to Haran. When Yaakov left his parents' house, where was he going? Shiva Shema Eber. How can you say Vayech Harana? Oh, in 14 years? Say Vayelech. Vayetzayag Mershava. Vayelech. Leyeshiva. That would be accurate. Vayelech Harana is inaccurate. He wasn't going to Haran. That's the question of the Chida on the Pnei Dabar.
He's told by his father to go to Haran.
What?
He's told by his father to go to Haran.
Yeah, but Vayelech Harana doesn't mean he left Beersheba and he was told by his father to go to Haran. Vayelech Haran means he went to Haran.
Why didn't he listen to his father? Why did he attack him?
That's another good question that I don't plan on answering. But I'm answering. You see, I only answer the questions that I ask, right?
In the beginning, he was planning to go to Haran, but then he passed that.
Okay, you're barking up a good tree, but let's get the question clear. The question is, how can you say Vayelech Haran? He's not going to Haran, he's going to the Yeshiva Shema Eber. That's the question of the Chida. So the Chida says an amazing shot. Remember the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Chav Tes, the Shiloh, what do you do first? You first get married or you first make a living? Yisa Isha, right? What do you do first? Do you Yilmai Torah v'achakach Yisa Isha or Yisa Isha v'achakach Yilmai Torah? So what does the Gemara in Kedushin say? Halan v'halahu. Depends if you're Babylonian or you come from Eretz Yisrael. So Machlokes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. The way Rabbeinu Tam learns it is, it depends. If you have money, if you have a livelihood, so what do? You have money. So then get married, and this way you'll be able to learn B'Kedusha V'Tahara. So if you have money, you have money in your wallet, you have money in your bank account, first get married, and this way you could learn Torah B'Kedusha V'Tahara. But if you don't have any money, so then what do you have to do? You have to go to work. Otherwise, if you get married, Reichayim v'tzavaroi v'yasek b'Torah. That's Rabbeinu Tam. So says the Chida, Yaakov Avinu was extremely wealthy. He was the son of Yitzchak Avinu. By the way, happens to be of the Machlokes Rishonim, whether Yaakov Avinu had money or not. The Ben Ezra says that the reason why Yitzchak loved Esav is because Yitzchak was an Ani v'Evyon. How's that? Avram Avinu had a lot of money, but Yitzchak made bad investments, and Yitzchak lost all the money. And Viharaya, that's why Yitzchak loved Esav, because nobody gave Yitzchak food. So Esav brought him food so that he had something to eat. And in fact, Ibn Ezra says, the Raya is, the fact when Yaakov left his parents' house, he was Mespalov, and Nasanli Lechem Lechel Ubeged Lobotuim, and Nasanli Lechem Lechel. His parents are millionaires. Now, they lost all their money, Ibn Ezra says. But the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says Yitzchak was extremely wealthy, and Mestama Yaakov Avinu also had a lot of money.
According to the Ibn Ezra, what's the story that Eliphaz but there's no money to give him then to give
him. Ibn Ezra is not bound by stories that are not mentioned in the Chumash. Ibn Ezra is not bound by Ma'amar Chazal in terms of learning Pshat in the Pesukim of the Torah. But the way the Ramban learns that, that Yitzchak Avinu was very wealthy and Yaakov had money. And therefore, if Yaakov had money, what's he going to do? His plan was first get married, and he had no plans of learning in the yeshiva immediately, because the Gemara in Kedushin says, first you get married, and then you learn Mekdusha v'Tahara. So Yaakov Avinu was, Vayetze Yaakov in Be'er Sheva, Vayelech Haran. He's headed to Haran. The problem was, he had to take a detour, because Eliphaz came and he took all his money. So now that he took all his money, so now he has to change his plans, and now he has to go to the yeshiva Shem Be'Eber. But learning in the yeshiva was not the Lechachila, it was the B'di'evet. So that's how the Chidah learns, Vayetze Yaakov in Be'er Sheva, Vayelech Haran. But he had to change his plans and then go to the yeshiva based on Rabbeinu Tam and Kedushin. Okay, so Yaakov Avinu basically has no money, as we know, that when he meets Rachel, he cries, he has nothing to give his kala. And like Rashi tells us in the end of the parsha, that when Lavan hears that Yaakov is coming, he figured if Eliezer came with 10 laden camels of all kinds of treasures, then can you imagine how much goodies Yaakov Avinu is coming with? So he comes, he runs to him, maybe Yaakov has money, he hugs him, he's feeling him, he's trying to pickpocket him. Rashi even says he kisses him to see if he has some gold fillings or something. So, I mean, that sounds a little far-fetched. I mean, Lavan was looking in Yaakov's mouth to see if he was hiding gold in his mouth. The Chafetz Chaim writes that the Hechruch of Rashi, of why, how we know that Lavan kissed him. Maybe Lavan kissed Yaakov because they were related. How do you know he kissed him? In other words, we have two options. Why did relative A kiss relative B? And one was to check for gold fillings, and the other is because that's like protocol. How does Rashi know that Lavan was checking for gold fillings? Chafetz Chaim says Pasha. Because the end of the parsha, when Lavan runs after Yaakov, and he kisses his daughters and his grandchildren, he doesn't kiss Yaakov. Because he knew he had no more gold fillings. He already checked him out, Chafetz Chaim says. But if it was because he was kissing him because they were related, then why didn't he kiss him goodbye? Now, this was not a regular, this was a dental examination to check the status of his gold fillings. That's how the Chofetz Chaim learns Pshat and Rashi. Okay, so Merv Rabbi, so we know Yaakov Avinu lost all his money. Comes one of the Rishonim, the Paneach Raza. Paneach Raza is somewhat of an obscure Rishon. Interestingly, the Marsha sometimes will quote the Paneach Raza. And he's... What? Today's his yahrzeit? Really? Excellent. It's a good thing I gave this year today. I was going to give this year on a different subject, but because it's Paneach Raza's yahrzeit, Hashgacha led us to this subject. What? Oh, the Marsha's yahrzeit. Okay. Gevaldik. On Shabbos, we said over a piece of Rav Aaron Cutler, and a little boy, 10-year-old boy, came running over. You know, today's Rav Aaron Cutler's yard sale. Was it? And it even was. You know, so. So the Paneach Raza has the following question. The Lizbaz took away all of Yaakov Avinu's money. Then how come when Yaakov Avinu woke up, it says, Vayitzok Shemen Aroisha. The Yaakov Avinu took oil and he poured oil on the Matseva. Where did he get the oil from? I thought Eliphaz took away all of his possessions. So where did he get the oil from? Says the Paneach Raza, there's one item that Yaakov Avinu maintained possession of. Ki b'makli avarti es hayardin. And as we know, the makl of Yaakov was a screw-off cap, obviously. And what did he keep in the staff? He kept shemen. What in the world would he keep shemen in the staff for? So he could learn. So therefore, when he woke up, he was able to pour the water, the oil, on the matzeva, because that's the one item that Yaakov Avinu did not have taken away from him. So what do you see from the Paneach Raza? What does Yaakov Avinu need oil for to learn? Why does he need oil to learn? To learn at night, presumably. Oh, so now we've established that when Yaakov Avinu is learning at night, he learned La'or haner. Fine. Vayifka b'amokoyim, vayom, now, vayifka b'amokoyim, ein pigia ela tefila, the Gemara in Chulon says. Malamit shiag vina masakin tefilas?
Agus.
Says adas akenim ibali atoisus. Vayifka, he davened, vayol en shom, he slept, kiva hashomesh, because the sun set. He davened Marav before Shkia? He davened Marav mi plaga mincha, asked Dasakenim Balei HaToisus. Says the Dasakenim, this is a raya to Rabbi Yehuda that you light a daven Marav from plaga mincha. The Toisus, the Dasakenim. Now wait. But according to the Chachamim, you can't daven Marav till Tzeisak Chacham. But then how do the Chachamim read the Pasuk? You know how good of a kasha that is? Toisus Masech de Brachas and Dav Chav Vav asks, it says that after Yaakov Avinu wanted to daven, he said, okay, I'm going to continue my journey. And Hashem said, Sadik Zeb Bala Beis Maloinai V'tipater Beloi Lina. So Hashem made the sun set. Ask Toisus, that means Yaakov Avinu daven Marav before Shkia. Says Toisus, is a raya to Shitas of Yehuda? That you'll add a daven marav before Shkia. Says Toisus, that's how we paskin. We learn from Yaakov Avinu. You know that? Toisus learns from this pasuk, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Toisus and brachas, that chav vav amad beis. Now that's how Toisus paskins, but we don't necessarily paskin like that. It's definitely better. And Toisus says it's a preference to daven marav before Shkia. Toisus says, adarabba, toiv l'hispalo mi ba'oid yom k'tzas. That's Toisus' shita. But we don't do that. Unless you do it every single day. So comes the Magen Avram. And the Magen Avram is not addressing exactly this question. But again, you hear the question. The question on the floor is, how do the Chachamim read the Pasuk? Vayivka b'amokoyim vayol en shom kiva ha-shamesh. That means Yaakov Avinu daven Marav before the Shkia. According to the Chachamim, that you have to daven Marav after the Tzitzik Chachamim, are you ever allowed to daven Marav before Shkia? Yeah, according to the Chachamim, can you ever change and daven Marav before night? Perhaps either. The Magen Avraham says yes. There is an occasion that even the Chachamim say you could daven Marav mi ba'oid yom. When is that? Erev Shabbos. Friday night. Why, says the Magen Avraham? Because since Marav is keneged hekter chalav and veivarim, the burning of the fats in the limbs, and you're not allowed to burn the fats in the limbs on Shabbos, so on Friday night they burnt the fats and limbs earlier, so you're allowed to daven Marav Friday night early, even according to the Shita of the Chacham. Okay? So comes the Chassam Sofer, and the Chassam Sofer says, Tefar Enfer, Shitas Chachamim, of how Yaakov Avinu was able to daven Marav before Shkia Sachama on that night. It must be that was Friday night. Says the Chassam Sofer, it comes out beautiful. Of course it was Shabbos. Because what's the bracha that Hashem gives Yaakov Avinu? Ufaratzta yama v'keid matzafayna v'negva. Says the Gemara in Shabbos. Kol ha-shomer Shabbos kol chasay. Kol ha-ma'anegis ha-shabbos. Noisim loy nachala. B'li mitzorim. Loy ka-avram shenemar. V'loy ki-yisluk shenemar. Elo ki-yakev shenemar. Ufaratzta yama v'keid. What is that means? The Gemara is learning the bracha of Faratzta is for being ma'anegas haShabbos. How was Yaakov Avinu ma'anegas haShabbos? He went to sleep, and it was Friday night. It was Friday night. Ooh! So now that we know it was Friday night, so now let's try to understand why wasn't Yaakov Avinu learning? The answer is, how did Yaakov Avinu learn at night? Which is a Hanach to say he learned La'ar Haner, but he couldn't learn La'ar Haner Friday night. Why? Zerah Shemayat. You say, what did he do for 14 years? What do you mean, what did he do for 14 years? The Shulchan Aruch says that if you're all by yourself at night, Friday night, you're not allowed to learn La'or HaNer. But if you're sitting in front of the Rebbe, Eim Sod Rabbi Aleh, you're allowed to learn Friday night because we're not worried, Shemayat. Or Shulchan Aruch says if you're in the yeshiva or if you have a shomer, you know, Reb Chaim Knievsky does not learn Friday night unless he has a shomer. Once the shomer starts dozing off, he doesn't learn Friday night. So the pshat is like this. For 14 years, Yaakov Avinu, lo yishachav b'layla. Why lo yishachav b'layla? Because every night he learned Lara Ner, and Friday night he was by the Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever, so he also learned Friday night. This was the first time in the life of Yaakov Avinu that he's all by himself on a Friday night. So the Torah is not criticizing Yaakov Avinu. The Torah is being mishabeach Yaakov Avinu, that here is an example of the great Zahirus and Halach of Yaakov Avinu, that what? He didn't learn Friday night. You know why he didn't learn? Because he's Mishamer Shabbos. L'chaira, that's the reason why he didn't learn on that fateful night. It was Friday night, and he's all by himself, and he was Mekayim, the Inyan of Gezeiro Shamayata. What? The Matseva. In fact, the Chassam Sofer writes, Shemen b'miluai, Shin mem nun b'miluai is Gematria Shoimer, Matseva b'miluai is Gematria Shabbos. Shemen Matseva Gematria Shoimer Shabbos. Says the Chassam Sofer, that's the Pshat. He got up in the morning, Vayisa Yaakov Raglov. How Vayisa Yaakov Raglov? The answer is, he used the shame. And it carried him lamala me'asara, because ein tichumin lamala me'asara, and that's how he was able to travel on Shabbos. But watch this. Yaakovinu wakes up in the morning, and Yaakovinu says, Achin yesh Hashem v'akmazeh v'anoichi lo'i, yadati, I didn't know. What does Rashi say on those words, lo yadati? Ilu yadati, lo yashanti. If I would have known, I never would have gone to sleep. What do you mean? He had to go to sleep because he couldn't learn because of the Gezeirah Shemayata. So what does he mean? Ilu lo yadati lo yashanti. The answer is, Ochein yesh Hashem. I didn't realize this was the Makom HaMikdash. If I would have known this is the Makom HaMikdash, I would have known Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, and there's no Gezeirah of Shemayata, and I would have been allowed to learn Friday night. Another mahalach, and why Yaakov Avinu perhaps did not learn that night, is that Yaakov Avinu put a stone under his head. That's not very comfortable to put stones under your head. But I'm staying at a very good host, and I have a very comfortable pillow. Everything okay? I should start again?
Yes. I'm okay.
Why did Yaakov Avinu put a stone under his head? The Medrash says, I have a recording. We'll come out of my... Good? So, the Medrash says that Yaakov Avinu saw the Chorban. The Malachim going up and down was a remez to the Golosim. Yaakov Avinu saw the Chorban. In fact, the Ramah brings in some Tavkuf Nun Hei that the night of Tisha B'Av, some have a custom to put their a stone under their pillow in commemoration of what Yaakov Avinu did when he saw the Chorban in his dream on the Har HaBayis. In fact, the Chassam Sofer says, how do we see that Yaakov Avinu saw the Chorban? He brings that the Beis HaMikdash can never be destroyed so long as it's Mechuvan Kenega, the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mala. In order for the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed, Hashem has to move the Mikdash Shel Mala, so it's no longer aligned Kenega, the Mikdash Shel Mata. And once they're not aligned, then the Goyim can destroy Mikdash Shel Mata. That's the Pshat Nier Hashem Mikdashai. Hashem moved his Mikdash, and now the Goyim... So Yaakov Avinu says, Ein ze ki im beis Elohim. This is only the earthly beis HaMikdash, but I'm not seeing the heavenly beis HaMikdash aligned opposite. So that's how we know Yaakov Avinu saw the Chorban. But says the Chassam Sofer, if Yaakov Avinu is dreaming about the Chorban, and he's dreaming about the movement of the Mikdash Shamala, presumably it's because it's Tisha B'Av. And that was the reason why Yaakov Avinu was not learning on that night, because it was Leil Tisha B'Av. But I like my first chat better. Okay. There's a very interesting phenomenon that we encounter in Parshas Vayetze. And that is Parshas Vayetze is a Parshas Susuma. Not like Vayechi, that it's Susuma Legamri, but it's there's no... it's not. It doesn't start on the next line, but it's just a little bit of space between the end of... Toldos in the beginning of Vayetze. Why is there no space between Toldos and Vayetze? The Balaturim says, the Das Akenim says, because Yaakov Avinu had to run and hide, and therefore since he ran away in concealment, the Parsha is sort of concealed shut. So I want to suggest another approach, perhaps, why is the Parsha Susuma, based on really a revolutionary explanation of Rashi. The Chassam Sofer had a descendant, the Dar Ravi. Dar Ravi is a very interesting personality. Rav Moshe Shmuel Glasner, and he has a very revolutionary reading of Rashi. We know that Yaakov Avinu was headed from the south to the north of Eretz Yisrael, and he was going from Be'er Sheva to the Makom HaMikdash to Beis El. And he gets to Beis El, and he realized, Efter she'avarti b'makom she'hespalalu avoisai v'loi hespalalti, is it hayitachin, I passed by the place that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov davened, and I didn't daven? So, Yahiv Daite Lemi Hadar, Rashi quotes the Gemara in Chulin. He set to his mind to go back, to go from Beis El back to the Makom HaMikdash, and Yaakov Avinu did not have Kvitzas Haderech, he had Kvitzas Haaretz. They're two different things. Not that he got to the place quicker, the earth came to him, the Mikdash came to him, the Hara Maria came to Beis El. That's why. Is Beis El Luz, or is Beis El the Makom HaMikdash? It's both. Makom HaMikdash came to Beis El. Fine. So we, until today, always read the words of Rashi. Yahiv Daite LeMahadar, as Yaakov Avinu says, is it possible I passed by the Makom HaMikdash and I didn't daven there? Yahiv Daite LeMahadar, let me go back to the Makom HaMikdash. Says Rav Glasner, says Tzadik Avraham. That's not what Rashi means. Yeah, Rashi doesn't mean Yaakov had in mind to go back to the Makom HaMikdash. Yaakov Avinu says to himself, I don't understand. Is it possible that I walked by Har HaMoriah and my neshama was not in tune with the Kedusha of Har HaMoriah, that I was able just to pass by that spot and nothing stirred within my soul that this is the holiest spot on earth, this is where my forefathers davened? Am I so jaded? Has my neshama become so desensitized after leaving the yeshiva that I wasn't even margish the kedusha of Har Abayis? Yohiv daite lemehadar to the yeshiva shame va'ever. I must be. Yaakov says I didn't learn enough. If I would have learned more, then when I passed by the Har Abayis, I would have felt something. Yohiv daite lemehadar the yeshiva shame va'ever. So very interesting. Yaakov Avinu spent 14 years learning in the Beis HaMedrash. He takes one night off and he indicts himself. He says, you know what? I spent so much time learning the Beis HaMedrash. I need to be there longer. I need to learn there more. Hashem said, enough. Genik shayin. Yeah, that's not the reason. Don't worry. I don't fault you for not being margish the Kedusha of the Beis HaMedrash. HaMikdash. So Yaakov Avinu was not Mesiach Das. Even for a moment, from the time he left the Beis HaMedrash until he returned. So Parshas Vayetze is a Parshas Sesuma indicating that when he left his parents' house, Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva, where the Yeshiva Shema Eber was, there's no gap, there's no space, there's no Hesach Hadas. Yaakov Avinu always remained aduk to his roots, he always remained attached to the Beis HaMedrash. And even when he left, Yahiv Daite LeMehadar, and to reflect the attachment that Yaakov Avinu always had to the Beis HaMedrash, this is reflected in the fact that Vayetze is a Parsha Sesuma. There is no space at all, there's no Hesach Hadas at all between the leaving of Yaakov Avinu and his ultimate return to Be'er Sheva at the end of his journey to the house of Lavan. Yahiv Daite LeMehadar. Yaakov Avinu thought to return to the Beis HaMedrash. And Masai Yagiu Ma'asenu Lamasei Avoisai Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. This is also something we should always think. Yahiv Daite LeMehadar. We can't be in the Beis HaMedrash all day, but when we're not there, we always need to be thinking, Yahiv Daite LeMehadar, when could we get back and return to the Makom Kadosh? Thank you so much. Oh, good.